So on CNN and MSNBC this morning, there's a lot of talk about how much less disinformation there is out there, with Donald Trump being off his Twitter platform and Parler being out of the picture, and just how much less there is out there. But it's still there, and I just wanted to take a look and show you some of the different examples of where it still exists, and then what one group is going to be doing about it, namely the Lincoln Project. But on Fox News yesterday, Martha McCallum had Dan Heniger on board to discuss the inauguration. This was the point where they were walking down, I believe it was Pennsylvania Avenue, and they were offering commentary on that. And Dan is the conservative commentator and the deputy editorial page director at the Wall Street Journal. So have a listen to what they said.
A lot of people out there who supported Trump and his policies did not agree with some of those ideas. And so they might be asking, why is he bringing up nativism and fear and telling lies for power and profit in the middle of an inaugural speech?
So they're asking, why did Biden bring up nativism in the inaugural speech and telling lies for power and profit? Why did he bring that up? Why would he do that in an inaugural speech to America? I mean, why? So these are the people that promulgated the lies, Fox News. These are the people that spread those lies and handed them all the way down the media food chain for power and profit. They're the ones that did this, and they're looking at each other saying, why is he saying this? It's just, it's comical. You know, when you follow this stuff as much as I do, it's comical to see them looking back at themselves and hearing a comment about themselves and wondering, why would he do it? They just don't get it. They just don't get it. And now they won't admit it. And how many times have we heard Fox News chatter on about election fraud? Now it's the not me syndrome. Hey, why did he say that? Don't look at me. Why did he bring that up? It's not us. It's the conservative media folks. They just don't accept the responsibility for their lies. They're just not willing to do that. They have no clue. They know what they did, but they're playing dumb. They know what they did. They're just playing dumb. When it comes to this false narrative of election fraud, though, there's one guy who is being very, very careful about it. And that doesn't mean that he's still not suggesting it. He's just being very careful about the way that he's doing it. And I'm talking about Rush Limbaugh, who persists in reinforcing election fraud lies for the profit side of the equation. For power and profit, he's on the profit side. So here's Rush Limbaugh, and he was talking about why he thinks that people were not allowed to go en masse to Biden's inauguration.
To replace people who were not allowed to show up. Now, why do you think people were not allowed to show up? Well, people aren't allowed to show up because of COVID.
Oh, really?
People aren't allowed to show up because of the threats of the National Guard might open fire on everybody. That's not why. The reason they put up all these replacements for people is that I don't think they were confident a bunch of people would show up for this.
What? You've got to be kidding me. What kind of talk is this, Rush Limbaugh? They were worried that people wouldn't show up for it? I mean, this is how desperate he is. But he's trying to push the narrative here, ultimately, of election fraud. But he does it very carefully.
I think they know.
No.
I think they know that they are not. You got to be very careful here in the words I choose. I think they know that this is something that's been arranged rather than legitimately sought and won.
Arranged?
And you can see this.
He's a nut.
In their attitudes, in their smiles, you can see it.
In their smiles? You can see it in their smiles? What's wrong with you, Rush? I mean, this man has lost it. He's down to 100 pounds here, folks, and I think he's, I mean, and I'm not kidding. I don't mean to say this in a bad way, but I think it's affected his logic, his sense. He's just off the charts with it here. There's something not right about him.
Hear it in the words that they are uttering. It's like,
yes?
I remember the 1984.
Oh, God, no, we're not going to go there. I mean, so folks, that's what Rush Limbaugh's vantage point of this thing is. You know, he's just not going to give up on election fraud. He's just not going to do it. They just can't let that narrative go. It's so integral into why Donald Trump lost. It that there had to be fraud. It couldn't have been that the majority of Americans, not just the majority, but all across this nation, and also in terms of electoral votes, it just couldn't be. You know, look at the crowd sizes when they had rallies for Biden. Look how small they were. This just can't be. They keep repeating that narrative. They're just in disbelief, and they're grasping for reasons. It can't be fair. It can't be. You know, it's a sickness that he's got. And, I mean, he's going to take these election fraud lies to his grave, and it's going to take the Almighty actually looking at Rush and saying, Rush, Donald Trump lost the election, for him to believe it. I mean, it's sad. It's incredibly sad. But the point of all this, folks, is that it's the media's responsibility to spread the truth and not the lies. I mean, that's what they're supposed to do. And the conservative media has colluded in telling lies for power and profit for Americans to listen to during this whole election. They're just dejected and bitter about having lost the election. So they persist. So many of us in the media have been fighting this narrative of election fraud and the people who spread these and purvey these lies. We've been fighting them all along. People I'm talking about like Mark Levin and Rush Limbaugh, and also fighting the Sedition Caucus, the lawmakers who purvey these lies like Josh Hawley, Ted Cruz, Matt Gaetz, you know, the list goes on and on, typical suspects. But one group is trying to do something about it. The Lincoln Project has mentioned today that it plans on focusing their efforts on Ted Cruz. So Rick Wilson, who's one of the co-founders of the Lincoln Project, had this to say about that effort, folks. Have a listen to this.
We hold them responsible for helping to inflame that language, perpetuate that conspiracy theory, inflame that crowd. Donald Trump may have struck the match, but they poured gas all over the countryside.
Rick, you all.
Exactly. That's exactly what they did, folks. And then he had this to say, so listen to this, too.
You know, Ted Cruz, who pretends to be a constitutional conservative, who pretends to be someone who is guided by the founding documents of this country, quite clearly was not. He was clearly a shallow, crass, grotesque political opportunist trying to grab onto the Trump train in its last moments of life in Washington. Yep. And to position himself for a future, political ascension to the White House. Look, and we all know Ted Cruz is sort of a political force of nature. He is what he is. You either hate him or you hate him. And he is a guy who went so far over the edge, not just to appease Donald Trump and Trump's base, but because he felt like Josh Hawley had gotten out ahead of him on it. Mm. So we saw that action as something that was overtly seditious. It was overtly part of an insurrection seeking to overturn a free and fair election.
Right.
And, you know, and as for as much as everyone sort of cordially hates Ted Cruz, this is also about the fact that there's a caucus of these guys right now. Hmm. There's a set of these guys right now who really understand what they're doing. Ted Cruz is not a stupid man. He's many things, but he's not stupid. He understood that he was flirting with outright insurrection by continuing to support this absurd proposal by the president. And I think the thing that also really struck us, when you get right down to it, when Cruz and Hawley and Johnson and Hyde Smith and Blackburn and others, when you look at what these people are saying, their message is very clear. We want a recount. We want to throw out the votes in these states that the Trump campaign targeted, states like Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Georgia. Why they want to do those states? Because in each of those states, there's a massive population of African-American voters who came out in massive numbers for Joe Biden.
They did.
What they are asking in this new Jim Crow caucus they have developed is to eliminate those votes, to take those votes out of the pool, to give those states to Donald Trump by disqualifying tens of millions of African-American votes. And to put it very mildly, you know, we're not going to put up with that shit. We don't play that.
So, folks, when I heard Rick Wilson say that from the Lincoln Project, that Ted Cruz's intent and the Sedition Caucus generally at large, their intent was to alienate black voters in Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Georgia, I had to think about it a little bit. And I'll tell you what, when I thought about it, this came to mind, which kind of got me believing that this could have been something that they were trying to do, actually alienate the black voter, because Jim Clyburn, remember all the way back to the Democratic primary, Senator or Congressman Jim Clyburn came out with this full-throated, emotional heart-wrenching endorsement, literally, of Joe Biden. And when he finished that endorsement, I thought to myself, this is certainly going to get the black vote out for Joe Biden. And that it did. In fact, before that, Biden was kind of, his campaign was sort of losing speed. The money was running low. Bernie Sanders had the delegate count going for him at that point. And it's really because of what Congressman Jim Clyburn did to tell black voters, hey, get out and vote for this man. He's a good man. If he hadn't done that, folks, I wonder if we would be sitting here today with a Biden presidency. And, you know, Donald Trump had all these reasons why he wanted to run against Bernie Sanders. And quite possibly, I don't know, that could have happened. I don't know what would have been the outcome of that, to be honest. But at the end of the day, we certainly wouldn't have had, no matter what the outcome of that would have been, it wouldn't be Joe Biden that's president right now. So, yeah, I mean, it's a natural reaction for Ted Cruz to be vengeful, to be upset about that black vote. And by doing this, they're going after that black vote, folks. That's how they work. Sad but true. So thanks for joining me here, folks. Until next time.